Chris Cottrell with KDB Sports with you right now, talking a little Cornhusker State games with Luke Mullen, a guy who's pretty heavily involved with the Cornhusker State games. Luke, appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. And look, it's going on July 13th through the 28th this year for the Cornhusker State games. Torch Run happens all over the state. It's kind of a prelude to the games, and it's going to be right here in our region coming up this weekend, kind of getting some of the kids with the West Nebraska All-Star football and volleyball teams involved. Talk a little bit about getting things underway this weekend and how it affects people in our area.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're bringing the Torch Run all over the state. We kicked it off in Norfolk 2 weeks ago, and this week we'll be hitting up. We're starting at the Wyoming border at 255 on Saturday, and we'll be traveling along Highway 26 to Scottsbluff. And like you said, the plan is to arrive at the West Nebraska All-Star football game at 7 o'clock, and hopefully that'll end our Saturday leg. And we'll also be back at it again on Sunday doing a run from Alliance to Bridgeport. And really just the Torch Run is a great way to get people excited about the games. Because you know, it's summertime now. People are thinking about what should I do for the summer? What are my summer plans? And I think it's a really fun way to get people excited about the athletic competition of the state games through the Torch Run.
What stands out the most to you about why these games every summer are important for everyone around the state?
Yeah, so I would say I think it's just because we connect with all Nebraskans. Really, one of the goals of the state games is to be inclusive, to have people of all ages, all abilities, just be able to share in a fun athletic sports competition together. And I think we offer a lot of variety. We have over 70 sports. And that provides for people having the opportunity to do, you know, whatever sport of their choosing. And basically it's kind of this opportunity for some people want to treat the games, obviously, very competitively. Other people want to treat it more leisurely, but at the same time, everybody just kind of comes together and understands this is a really fun sports event that people from all across the state can just share in, as a really good tradition.
Three new sports have been added this year. I'm sure everyone wants to be competitive, but these are really fun events. Cornhole, mini golf, and kart racing. How excited you are to kind of have some new stuff involved?
Yeah, so these are three really fun ones. I think most people will have participated in definitely at least cornhole and mini golf just in their own time, but never really thought that, okay, this will be a competitive activity. So it's going to be a really fun transition to see those sports jump up. And we're really excited about cornhole, of course. That's one that we're seeing a lot of signups in. You know, people love playing it at tailgates, backyard parties. You know, you get the idea. Everybody wants to say that they're a cornhole champion. Well, now you finally get the opportunity to go out there and prove it. And of course, mini golf and kart racing, two super fun activities too. And when we say kart racing, this isn't, you know, your local go-karts. These are big karts, ones that go really fast. People that train a lot to do it too. So definitely three really exciting sports. We're really happy to have them. And we're definitely seeing a lot of people interested in trying them out this year.
Looking like a little over a month away from opening ceremonies. That's going to be July 19th. Where will that be? What does that night entail?
Yeah, so that'll be held at Seacrest Field in Lincoln. And really the opening ceremonies are just a great night of fun, celebrating everybody that's participating in the games. We have a lot of fun stuff going on. Before the ceremony start, we'll have Sport Fest, which is basically there'll be tons of vendors from around Nebraska will be available. But as an athlete, you get free entry, a free meal. And in addition to those perks at the opening ceremonies, there'll be a lot of fun stuff happening. You get free admission if you sign up. There'll be skydivers, parade of athletes. The Oath of Athletes will have a performance from flipping out trampoline performers. And then, of course, one of the funnest parts of the opening ceremonies is the lighting of the cauldron from the mystery torchlighter. Last year was Danny Woodhead. This year, you'll just have to wait and see. But that's always fun. And then we do fireworks at the end to close it all out. So it's really just a great, fun night. Everybody that comes out seems to enjoy it. And it's a great time for everybody.
What do people need to do? Where do they need to go as far as getting registered for the sport they want to participate in? Or if people are just looking to be involved in some manner, how can they reach out and find a way to get involved with anything involving the Cornhusker State Games this year?
Yeah, so the easiest place to register to find more information is on our website, and that's cornhuskerstategames.com. We're always looking for volunteers. We need a couple thousand people just to get the games going on and make sure that everything's running smoothly. So anybody that's interested in helping out, we definitely welcome that support. And so you can go online or you can also call our office. That phone number is 402-471-2544. And either way, we're more than happy to talk with you. We love all the support that we get from across the state, and we definitely couldn't do everything that we do without the help of so many Nebraskans pitching in and helping make the games go well.
Luke Mullen with the Cornhusker State Games, starting to really get cranked up for the summer and all the competition. Thanks a lot, man, for all the time here this morning, a few minutes on KNDB, and we're looking forward to the Torch Run coming out to our area this weekend.
All right, great. Thank you, Chris.